Oh, I need this. Need this.
Oh, yeah.
Like a nice shot of espresso in my West Rock coffee. Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Friday.
Yeah. 3-day weekend.
I know. I know, right? 3 days.
What am I going to do? I can't wait. Did you have a good Valentine's Day yesterday?
I did. You?
Oh, yeah.
Eat a lot of chocolate?
No. No. I told you I was on a diet.
Oh, you already started?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Turn it up.
Big time.
Celebrate. You come and go. And rolling here on a Friday morning. And is it just me, Friday, where we give you a chance to get stuff off your chest heading off into the President's Day weekend? Just hit us up on the Ramoslaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. It tends to be loose. It tends to be a little fun on a Friday, so it can be about the world of sports and beyond. Is it just me, or did Millennial Ben just get in my ear and tell me that he does not even acknowledge Van Hagar?
Really?
Now,
absolutely.
Now, I've always been a David Lee Roth guy, first
sure,
and foremost. It's always Van Halen over versus Van Hagar, always.
Right.
But there was a stretch there where Van Hagar had it going on.
How about new?
No, they had some good stuff. They came out with some quality rock and roll music. Right? I mean, they were good.
They had a nice stretch there.
Yeah.
Good run.
Nothing wrong with that.
And so I asked him to play a specific Van Hagar song.
And he said no.
And he said no. He flat out refused, because you and I were talking before we came on. I was telling you about this this dream I had. You know how, like, when you it's the worst way to wake up, when you're, like, right in the middle of a vivid dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up, and I'm always kind of, like, thrown for a while after that. It's just like, I'm like, it takes me longer to wake up. It takes me longer to get moving. I'm just kind of in a fog for a while. And I was having this dream where it was a football dream. There was some sort of football game going on.
Were you the towel boy?
I was not the towel boy. I don't know what I was, but maybe I was out there. Maybe I was out there playing.
Really?
Maybe. All I know is that one of the players, like, displayed his finger. It was a gnarled finger, like, you know, Greg Baldinger type, finger. And then one of the other linemen, like, quickly took out a towel and puked into it, because he was grossed out by it. And then I woke up. Not my typical dream. Normally I have good dreams, fun dreams. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a bad dream. I never have nightmares. I don't have nightmares.
What are you not?
You a nightmare guy?
What are you telling me? Like, what's missing in that dream? Were you the guy that threw up?
No, I didn't throw up, no.
Oh, were you did you try to eat the throw up? Oh, man, I'm starving. Maybe a bite of that. Now, I didn't eat
enough at dinner last night.
I have recurring nightmares.
Are they nightmares, or are they stress dreams?
Stress dreams.
Like, my stress dream, my go-to stress dream is I am walking across the campus at Syracuse.
Right.
In a semester.
Right.
And I realize there's a class that I've been signed up for the entire time that I've never gone to.
See, I have those kind of dreams. I have, like, mine always, like, are football things. Like, I have two things. One is, like, I'm in the middle of, like, pregame, and I show up late to the stadium, and Alex Gibbs is yelling at me, and I'm just rushing to get ready, and every time I'm, like, trying to tie my shoes, and my shoelace breaks, and, like, nothing I'm doing is working to get myself out on the field, and it's just completely stressful. And then the other one I have is I'm back at the University of Idaho. They find out I have a year of eligibility left at my current age, and I have to play. It's like they forced me to play. And I am whipping ass. Let me just tell you, I am just absolutely opening up a can. Man, I'm good.
What was that other one you were telling me about that you were just signed?
Yeah, I just had a dream that I signed with the Patriots.
Like now.
Like right now.
Like not Mark Schlereth playing in his prime, but now.
No, like they've eliminated contact. You know, they found out I'm 269, and they were just like, hey, you're in. Me. Me and Skarnecchia. Kind of player coach. Tom.
Of course, the first thing you did was volunteer to move over and play center.
I'll play center this roll, this round. Yeah. So, anyway.
I love Tom Brady.
That was, that's been my kind of recurring dream. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Did you have a good, I was watching the news yesterday and there's a bunch of people getting married on Valentine's Day. And my initial thought was, oh, man, you gotta celebrate anniversary and, like, that's a
double
bad
whammy.
Move.
Yeah.
But then I thought, no, that's a one gift, that becomes a one gift kind of holiday. Anniversary / Valentine's Day present.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't work that way. Because, like, my brother was born 2 days before Christmas. And he, like, insists, even to this day, don't forget, it's two gifts. Don't try to combo me. Don't try to do the birthday-Christmas combo with me. I mean, he's still adamant about that. I mean, he'll get ticked off if
you try to combo it. You do still try to combo. But this is like anniversary to me and Valentine's Day is both just kind of lovey-dovey. Like, it's the same thing, basically.
Yeah, but good luck trying to. I mean, now, you're okay with that. She won't be okay with that.
So it's a bad move.
Guys, help me out.
See, I always thought, like, I got my wife's birthday is a couple days before Valentine's Day. Yeah, and I can't get away with and then our anniversary is later into this month in February. February is a bad month. I don't even like February. Wish we could just eliminate it from the calendar altogether.
On this, is it just me? Now this is blasphemy. Is it just me or does Evans only like your opening Friday song because Schlereth likes it? Are you kidding me?
Who is that?
Dude.
Yeah, that's
Culture like, Club was yeah. like weaved into the fabric of my. It's the 80s, baby.
I know.
80s.
Everybody loves
Greatest
Culture Club.
Greatest decade ever. 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 Best music.
Yeah.
Best movies. Best pop culture. Everything.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Best NBA basketball ever played.
Oh, my gosh.
80s.
Dick Stockton on the call.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You know, I saw a highlight the other day, and he's just got such an unbelievable voice. And I saw 80s highlight the other day, and all of a sudden it was, I think it was Hubie Brown was maybe the play-by-play guy, and then there's Dick Stockton. Just the beautiful tones.
I mean, he's been doing this since the 70s. He's been calling major sports.
Do you know that?
Since the 70s.
He just finished his 52nd year of broadcasting. Behind Al Michaels, he's got the second most NFL games ever broadcast. He's like at 620, and Al Michaels is probably like 650. It's just an unbelievable. Think about that.
That's amazing.
Think about that.
One more. Is it just me? Is it just me? Or is Evans whipped by his brother? No way. My brother, I don't know what kind of milkman we had back in the day or what. He is not from our family's, like, gene pool.
Really?
I mean, we're all kind of like normal height, normal build, normal everything. I mean, he is like 6'5", like, routinely over 300 pounds.
Really?
He's a monster.
Really?
And...
Is he younger or older than
He's
you?
He's younger than me by about 6-7 years.
So you got beat up by your younger brother?
Oh, no. This is the older. No.
And you ate that vomit in your dream. You did both those things. You can't, buddy. You can't.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no.
Don't drop your coffee. All right. We are off. We are rolling here on a Friday. Is it just me Friday? As the moves of this week lead me to an is it just me that if this was the plan all along, why didn't they follow the plan? That's next.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to efirstbank.com/business for more details.
I love how so many of you get in the spirit of Is it just me Friday? Like, where's the one I'm looking for that I really enjoyed? This is good. Is it just me, or did they find a new use for the jaws of life this week? That is, extracting former professional football players out of Disneyland rides. We were wondering about you, because I've seen you with your, left knee?
Yeah.
It just doesn't bend.
No.
And I'm like, how is he wedging into some of the, because I think back, I was just going to go that direction there, Duff, is that when we were in Minneapolis last year for the Super Bowl, we were at the Mall of America, and they have amusement park inside the mall, and we went on a couple of cool roller coasters, and man, watching you try to accordion your way into that ride was kind of painful. So how'd you do this week?
Yeah, well, part of that text was, most of that text was just referring to that I'm fat. That's what that person's
reacting. You think that's what it was?
Oh, yeah. Jaws of life, trying to get me out, grease me up, put me in there. It's hurtful. It's body shaming is what it is. I mean, if that's who you are, I guess that's who you are. But to your point, Mike, yes, there was one ride they stopped because my leg was in my daughter's seat with, you know, the leg, with the thing going down over. And they're like, sir, you can't have your leg in her seat. I think, what? I was trying to cover it with my arm, like, what are you talking about? Oh, I didn't even notice. So then I had to put the thing back up and wedge myself in. Yeah, there's a couple, like, I was limping around for a couple of hours because there's one ride that I don't even know how I got in. I thought I was going to have to get out, and I finally got kind of wedged in there. I wasn't really in the seat. I was kind of out, like I had pushed myself up in the seat. So I had about 6 inches of space between my butt and the actual chair you're supposed to be sitting in. So yeah, I manipulate the rules a little bit to get into some of those things. My knee doesn't bend and I am fat. Those two things are true.
Here is what I was actually thinking, that it was just for the knee, but yeah, the other guy clearly thought fat. Another one, is it just me or the Broncos the laughing stock of the league right now? Well, the reaction to the Joe Flacco trade, at least around the football world, has been mixed at best.
Right.
And, I mean, how about Vegas? How about the wise guys at Vegas?
Yeah.
That Broncos odds, so DeHuff sent this to me the other day, and he said, their odds went from 80-1 to 100-1. I said, you mean they went from 101 to 80-1? He goes, no. They dropped.
Right.
They got worse.
Yeah.
So you're telling me, is it just me or Vegas thinks they would have been better off with Case Keenum?
Yes, they do. They
Woo.
Do. And I don't agree
with that.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, Mike. As currently constructed, and I'm being serious here. As this team is currently constructed, do you think, and I know that free agency has to hit and the draft has to hit and everything else, but I understand where Vegas is coming from, because as currently constructed, if you don't fix your offense, do I think you have a better chance to win with Flacco, or do I think you have a better chance to win with Case Keenum? As it's, if you just, all things, all pieces are the same, you can't protect Flacco. Like, how many sacks did Case Keenum avoid? Like, based upon the way Flacco plays the game, and based upon the roster that is currently, that he'll be surrounded with, I would sit there and say there's no way, number one, that you're going to be able to protect him. Number two, that he's going to be able to stay healthy. So that part of it, do I think Joe Flacco is a better quarterback? Yes, I do. Do I think it's night and day? Do I think it's, you know, I don't know. Do I think it's, do I think the chasm between Case Keenum and Joe Flacco is like the chasm between, Matt Ryan and Blake Bortles? No, I don't think it's that big a it's not that big a chasm. I mean, it's, you know, it's the difference between, it's a very small difference. I don't even know how to.
You're not on your analogy game right now.
No, I'm trying to come
over. Normally you are strong in the analogy game, and
I can't come up with any names.
That was as rough as I've ever heard from you.
Yeah.
I've never heard you flounder like that.
Well, how would you describe that like the chasm between those two.
Oh, I said this the other day in my column, not blog, that you can check out and read at 1043thefan.com. I wrote a blog. Is that Joe Flacco is a better quarterback. They
right.
upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the next breath, I wrote, don't think I'm getting soft on John Elway because
right.
it's not that big of a difference. He's not a transformational quarterback.
Sure.
He is once again a quarterback that better have a lot of talent around him. And if you can do that, I mean, you give me a good offensive line and you give me some weapons at the skill position players, I'd rather have Joe Flacco over Case Keenum.
Right.
But your point, I see what you're getting at, is that if you are going to be lacking that kind of talent, require talent around these two quarterbacks,
right.
you actually have a better chance of Case doing more with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, you know, his athleticism and,
right.
and his size and his ability to move around and escape some things.
Right. So okay, I've got a better analogy for you. Okay.
Here it comes.
I thought about it. Okay. So this is like the difference between, you know, like a steak burger and a hamburger.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like just a higher quality meat.
I see.
You know what I'm talking about?
I see.
Still, they're still burgers.
Mm-hmm.
But one's just a higher quality. It's like getting a burger at, yeah, it's like getting a burger at a gourmet burger factory versus a fast food restaurant. The gourmet burger place is going to taste better, but it's still a burger. It's only marginally better, right? Whereas, you know, if you go like, hey, the difference between a place at a gourmet burger shop or a tofu burger that tastes like doo-doo.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
it's not that big a chasm.
Right. So we're getting some of this now. It's like turkey bacon versus thick-cut turkey bacon.
Right.
It's
right.
not real bacon.
Yes.
But it's better not bacon than the other not bacon.
Right.
Get it?
Neither one is bacon. We're not talking about the slab. You ever go to like a steak restaurant where they bring out the big fat back? Like, it's not like fat back versus, you know, versus like, just like a big thick piece of bacon. Because that's bull bacon. That's good. Bacon is good. Turkey bacon is turkey bacon.
Is it just me, by the way?
Yeah.
My wife last night, we had a nice dinner, and she made wedge salads.
Oh, I love wedge salads.
You know, big iceberg,
right.
lettuce, and you put the blue cheese dressing on it, and you sprinkle the bacon.
Oh, I don't sprinkle the bacon, Mike. There will be no bacon sprinkling.
So I come downstairs.
To literally slather the bacon.
Literally, I smell the bacon while I'm upstairs, right? I walk downstairs, and I said, can I have a piece of bacon? She goes, yeah. I ate a piece of bacon, and as I walked back upstairs, I took that moment to just, I swear to God, this happened.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this happened. I literally paused on the steps on the way upstairs, and I just thought to myself, God, bacon is so good.
Right?
And then I just continued up the stairs. I thought it was just the most random thing, but I was just like, oh.
Sometimes you just have to take time to stop and appreciate bacon.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Slater and Evans, brought to you by Bacon.
Brought to you by Bacon. It's our new sponsor, Bacon. All right, here comes the morning brew. And further proof that Colin Kaepernick and Tim Tebow aren't willing to put their money where their mouth is. That's next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Just a real good overall team effort, something that we can definitely look at and hopefully gain a lot of confidence from because it's a really strong Winnipeg Jets team, and then try to repeat it again here our next game.
Boy, did Jared Bednar and the Avalanche need this. They snap an 8-game losing streak. They do it at Winnipeg, which has traditionally been a house of horrors for them, and they win only their 4th game since Christmas, and they desperately, desperately need this. The question mark is, is this a turnaround type performance? Is this the kind of performance that gets them going on a 4 or 5 game win streak, which is what they desperately, desperately need right now?
I don't know why you would think that a win like that is all of a sudden going to change what they are, the issues that they have. I mean, I don't see it changing much. They've won four games, as you mentioned, since Christmas. Like, what, all of a sudden they've got confidence? Are they going to get better goaltending? I mean, confidence is great, and I get it. And you got to play with a lot of confidence. But you still, like you said, from day one, who's going to be the supporting line after the first line, the scoring line? Where else are you going to get the points from? How are you going to get consistent goaltending that stops the odd man rush? How are you going to get, I think the same issues still exist. Like, as quickly as, oh, we can build off this with confidence, wait till you get blasted 4-1 in your next game. And then what happens to that confidence that you got from playing Winnipeg?
Well, they get St. Louis next, and St. Louis has been red, red hot. So if you're able to beat them, now I think you're starting to talk about something that you can feel is shifting. But you're right. They have to take this one win and put a few more together. We shall see. But at least they got that much needed win last night. Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, I was just happy to get it out the way. I mean, it's a surreal moment for me because I've been through so much. So I'm just happy to be able to play basketball again and do what I love to do. And that's going out there and compete and win. And I'm happy we got a win too going into All-Star break.
All right. Isaiah Thomas with a strong debut. The Nuggets and the NBA in their All-Star break. All-Star game this weekend. Festivities in Charlotte. So Mark, as we look at the Nuggets at the break, what kind of team is this? What are your expectations for playoff time?
Expectations for playoff time, they got to win a couple series. They have consistently been the best or the second best team in the West. And if you're going to be that, you should be competing in the Western Conference Finals. You should win a couple series, and you should be competing against the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. That's what
you think they're ready for, that kind of a jump. A team that has no playoff experience, save for Isaiah Thomas and Paul Millsap. That's it. They have no playoff experience.
It's funny. All the analysts that I talk to over at Fox and the guys that I talk to in the NBA, nobody feels, and you know this, nobody talks about the Nuggets. I mean, we've got ESPN up right now, and what are they talking about right now? The Lakers.
That's amazing. The Lakers are three games out of the final playoff spot.
Right, yeah.
They're the 10th team in the West.
Right, but that's what they're talking about.
Oh, my
God. All the NBA analysts I talk to, the playoffs are different. It's totally different. It's a different breed of basketball, and the Nuggets aren't ready. And, all they've done is answer the bell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have answered the bell, and they have maintained that number two seed. I expect this is real. This is not some run they've gone on. This is not some, what an unbelievable month. This is not Rocktober back in the day when clearly they didn't have as good a team as the Red Sox or but they ran that wave. But this has been a consistent thing through the season. The best record after 50 games in the history of the Nuggets. I mean, this is real. And to me, you got to answer those bells. You're that good a team, you need to answer it.
So Western Conference Finals are
bust. Yeah, I think they need to be in the Western Conference Finals.
All right, I love it. I love it. Real expectations. I love real expectations. So much better than just kicking the can down the road. Next on the Morning Brew.
Quick snap. Mullins going to play action. Boudreaux's right looking for Usyk. Got a wide open man. It's Pierre Garçon. Touchdown, 49ers.
First real touchdown in real football for Nick Mullins.
49ers radio right there. So Pierre Garçon has been cut loose by the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Is it just too obvious that his next stop, the Denver Broncos? I mean, Rich Scangarello's here, and you're talking about a guy that could come in and be the veteran mentor wide receiver understands the offense and all that. Is that just too obvious?
I don't know. It's not too obvious. You're going to have one. I don't believe, I don't know about you, but I just don't believe that they are going to retain Emmanuel Sanders.
Not at this price tag, no. No way.
Right. I just don't believe they're going. I mean, I don't believe he's.
Well, do you bring him back if he'll work out a new deal with you?
I, again, don't feel like Emmanuel Sanders will be playing in a Broncos uniform next year.
And Pierre Garçon will?
I think there's a better chance of Pierre Garçon playing. You can't help but say Garçon.
Garçon.
Like, you can't just say Pierre Garçon. You got to go Garçon.
I just want to walk up to him and say, No, I would not say,
Well, you would?
I'd be like, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Quelle heure est-il? I just asked him what time it is. By the way, I don't know if he's French, how much French he knows, but that's about the extent of my 3 years of high school French. Can I ask you what time it is?
I'd be like, do you like French fries? French dressing? Francois Minowa?
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I've said it a bunch of times. You should have a job. I mean, listen, I think, you know, it's pretty healthy in the United States of America when everybody wants freedom of speech to, you know, hope that a guy like Colin, who's definitely has the skills to be a quarterback in the league, no matter how you slice it, should have a job.
Well, that's Chris Long of the Eagles talking about Colin Kaepernick should have a job. He could have a job. He could have had a job in the AAF. So could Tim Tebow. Both were approached about playing in the Alliance of American Football.
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick reportedly wanted $20 million. So, Tim Tebow has always said it was his dream to be a quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick feels that he has been blackballed by the NFL. Should these two both humble themselves and play in leagues like the AAF in order to fulfill their dream of getting back to the NFL?
Well, Tebow's dream is now to play baseball.
How many dreams does this guy have?
A lot. Sure. I mean, he's just not a single dream guy. Multiple dreams.
Well, that's good. Dream big, right?
Yeah. And Kaepernick, let's face it, Kaepernick is now, I mean, Kaepernick is protecting the brand. Like, do you think he's interested, really, truly interested in playing in the NFL?
No, I think it's better for him and more profitable for him to play the role of martyr.
I do too. And I think that's, you know, I think that advances the quote unquote cause. And, you know, I mean, I think that's where he's at right now. He is a guy. He's an activist now. He's no longer a football player. He's an activist.
Which I don't think was his plan all along. I think he truly wanted to play football. But then once it became clear that the NFL was blackballing him, then he looked at it and said, this is actually working out pretty well for me. And why should I go? Did you see some of the hits that those quarterbacks took this weekend? Last weekend? You probably didn't watch any.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
Did you see some of those hits?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about bad offensive line play.
Right.
Would you want to be out there as a even if you're getting paid that kind of money? Take those kind of shots? If eventually your goal is to try to get back to the NFL? No thanks.
Yeah, obviously not. You don't want any part of that. So, yeah, I mean, but I get it. I think he does more to advance his cause and everything else. And he's got this lawsuit. I just think it's, like you said, more profitable and he gets more quote unquote work done, if you will, by staying out.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up on this Is It Just Me Friday, what does Nolan Arenado have to say about his future with the Colorado Rockies? That's next. On this Is It Just Me Friday, is it just me or would Major League Baseball please get their act together, start signing these players, and first of all, will you let the floodgates loose and get Machado and Harper signed so the logjam will break, the dominoes will start to fall, and more importantly, I can get some idea about whether or not Nolan Arenado is going to be a long-term Rocky.
Right, exactly.
Can we do
that,
please?
That's the most important part, right? Just to see what the going rate is, to see if Nolan Arenado stays or becomes a Yankee. Isn't that the way it works? I was listening to Timmy Kirchen. You know how much I love Timmy Kirchen. Timmy's my boy. And he's a guy that I just love. Like, he has such a great knowledge of the history of this great game. And I heard him on the airwaves today talking about the fact that the league is not a better place. It's a worse place when Machado and Bryce Harper and Kimbrel and all these are not in anybody's camp. Like, the fact that you don't have your best players, your superstars, your baseball superstars are not signed. Now, how much of that is kind of collusionary on baseball? How much of that is greedy agents? How much, like I think there's a little bit of, blame to go around, right? Most of those guys probably represented by Boris, whose, lifelong mission is just to get his clients the most money. And that's a good mission to have. But I don't know. I mean, I think there's a little bit of blame to go around, mostly on baseball's behalf. But, I mean, give them the big time money. Just don't sign them to the 10-year deals. The 10-year deals are ridiculous. Like, why would you do that?
Well, as for Nolan, he goes about his business down with the Rockies in Scottsdale, getting his work in. And here's what he had to say yesterday about his relationship with the Rockies.
It's been super respectful on both sides, and it's been great. They've treated me right. I've been here for a while now, and they've always treated me right. And, I'm just talking to my agent, and my agent's taking care of the business side. He knows all that stuff. I don't know that stuff. I just go out there and play ball. And it's not in the way of anything I'm trying to get done either. I got a job to do. I got more important things to worry about, which is trying to hit a baseball and fielding ground balls and making my throws and staying healthy. Those are things I'm focused on this year. They're way more important. And I'm ready to go this season. I'm ready to go. I feel good. And but like I said, it's been great. The Rockies have been extremely honest, extremely good to me, and very respectful through this whole process. So if it gets done, if it doesn't get done, there's no hard feelings at all.
All right. So what about deadlines? What about the idea that he's a free agent after this season? And if you're gonna do something, do you trade him before the season? Do you trade him during the season? If you're not gonna be able to work something out to make sure you get something for him, Nolan talked about the idea of deadlines.
I'm not going to sit here and say there is a deadline. I think as a collective group between me, my agent, and the Rockies, I think we're going to have like a quiet deadline. There's a time and place for focus on ball. And they have a job to do, too. I don't think they got, they're trying to help us win games also. So I think they're more worried about helping us win games than try to get this contract thing done at a certain time. Like I said, there's when games start, serious games start, I think there'll probably be a silent deadline. I'm not sure, but at the end of the day, open to anything. Like I said, it's been fine. There's no hard feelings. We could talk whenever.
You can't think that you can allow Nolan Arenado to go to free agency and all of a sudden you're going to be able to compete with the big boys.
No.
So if you're serious about getting something done with Arenado, you got to do it as soon as the market is set by Machado.
Well,
No.
You should set the market.
Well, you should, but Nolan would be crazy to do that.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. If you could set the market, you would be foolish not to. We always talk about those with the Broncos, and one of the issues when it comes to signing free agents is waiting until they become free agents and slapping the franchise tag on and having to set the market late. If you can set the market early, set the market early, because somebody's going to jump over it. And then it's going to look like, oh, well, we got Nolan Arenado at a bargain. So if you could come in and set the market right now and say, hey, man, this is what we're willing to pay you right now. I mean, obviously, they've probably tried that. And the agents, part of the team has been like, no, we're good with what we're getting paid right now. Was he making $26, $27 million this year? Like, that's generational money. We're good. It's going to be okay. And let's see what Machado gets. Let's see what Bryce Harper gets. Let's see what the market actually is at this particular point in time. But as like I said, as Tim Kirchen said, man, the league's not a better place when those guys aren't in spring training. And they're going to get, I know they're going to get signed. They're eventually going to get signed. Nobody wants to set the market.
That's what it is. Nobody wants to be the first. I mean, it's just a game of chicken right now between the people, the teams that are interested in Machado. By the way, Machado met for a second time with the Padres. Something to consider. I think it's like, okay, the Harper people and the Machado people are like, well, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. You go first. And then, everybody else is just waiting. Because it all just kind of flows from that. Because if all of a sudden, a guy like Harper gets, $300 million and Machado gets, $280 million, all of a sudden people are like, oh, here we go. Major money's going to be spent. It's going to filter down to everybody. It's going to filter down to all the guys who play those positions. It's going to filter down to relievers, all that stuff. But in the meantime, we wait.
If you're Machado, would you want to play in San Diego? Would you want to play with the Padres?
San Diego. I've spent a lot of, my wife is from San Diego, spent a lot of time in San Diego the last 20 years. That might be the easiest, most comfortable place to play a professional sport in all of America.
Oh,
there's no expectations.
Right.
There's no pressure. The weather is beautiful.
It's the greatest place.
It's easily the easiest place to play a professional sport.
Now, you're not going to hit in that marine air, you know, that you're not hitting, that place is just, you know, a dead man's park. It's not like you're going to hit a lot of home runs. Like, if you want to put up offensive numbers, you don't go to the Padres to do it. But, every day 75.
It's easy.
Gorgeous.
It's cake.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to clear the air. It's that time.
Doggone it.
It's that time. You need an assignment? Can you clear the air about this?
Okay.
If it's obvious that the plan all along was to have Joe Flacco and Gary Kubiak, why don't we have Joe Flacco and Gary Kubiak? Can you clear the air about that?
Yeah, I can.
That was the plan.
That's
obvious.
Right.
All right. Clear the air next.